Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
And it's NAIDOC Week. That's a week when we celebrate the achievements of Aboriginal people. It's a very important week in Australia's calendar. And this year, as you know, the theme is Because of Her We Can, celebrating the essential role that women have played, Aboriginal women have played, and continue to play as active and significant role models for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. One of those women being celebrated this week is Auntie Jean Phillips.
It's interesting, a lot of pastors today, even in our communities as well as in them, who don't want to acknowledge women. When I became a missionary with the AIM, I met so many wonderful Aboriginal and Christian women. And it was such a privilege and a joy to be involved with all of these women. And I tell you, they were not only great Christians, but they knew what it was to support God and God's work. I think those things have really made an impact upon my life. But we need other people. And there are many non-Aboriginal people out there who, as Christians I'm talking about, say, well, what can I do? We want them to come on board with us and to be able to do a real witness here in this country. And we can say to the rest of Australia, look, this is what God's doing. It is wonderful in our sight. And we're all journeying together. We're going to make a difference. Australia needs all of us, no matter what race we come from. If we belong to him, we've got to make a contribution in this country to make a difference. Get rid of racism. Get rid of ignorance. Yeah. And this could happen. And Brooke, I want to thank all of those non-Aboriginal people out there. Some of them are outside the church, but many of them inside the church who have come on the journey with us. And that can be a real witness in this nation. Thank you for your thoughts, your prayers. We just thank the Lord for it all, because it's him. You know, we're all one in Christ Jesus, we are, and we want to put that into practice.
It's marvellous, isn't it? That's Auntie Jean Phillips, one of our most senior Aboriginal Christian leaders across all denominations. She was born on Cherbourg Mission over 80 years ago. She's still doing full-time ministry. And she was speaking there with Brooke Prentice. Now, Brooke is an Aboriginal woman who is a Waka Waka woman, in fact, an Aboriginal Christian leader and a Christian pastor, also a chartered accountant. She is the Aboriginal spokesperson for Common Grace. She's coordinator of a thing called the Grass Tree Gathering, which brings together Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Christian leaders from across Australia and from across all denominations and churches. I spoke during the week with Brooke Prentice.
Like nearly every Aboriginal community meeting I've ever been to, not just here in Brisbane, but all across Australia, our Aboriginal men get up. They stand up and they thank our women constantly. They thank our women as being the backbones of our communities. And I think that's really beautiful. And where that comes from is really from a place of our cultures. And obviously, there's over 300 nations of Aboriginal people, so very diverse in our cultural backgrounds as well. I mean, you had matriarchal societies, you had patriarchal societies, and then you had nations that were very equal men and women. So there's a large diversity of cultural representation. But I guess in today's Australia, we really honour each other as men and women with different roles and the same roles, but just that respect for those that have inspired us and influenced our communities and, you know, really fought for justice, freedom, equality, and fought, you know, we're still fighting against racism and we're still fighting for each of those things, justice, equality and freedom today.
Well, indeed, and we'll talk about the current struggle in a moment, but I'm still interested in the lines that run right back through history to the just the role of women generally within culture. So it's a much more divided culture than non-Aboriginal people would be used to, as I understand it. Of course, you've got women's stories and women's business. You've got men's stories and men's business. There are times when the genders are quite separated. Can you give us an insight into how gender is perceived and differentiated in traditional Aboriginal culture?
Well, I think it's interesting that you say that with the men's business and the women's business, because you can reflect on it in today's society. So women's business could be giving birth to a child. So, you know, a lot of men go into hospital with the woman while she's given birth, but a lot of men would probably prefer to stay away from that. So, I mean, traditionally, when we go back over 200 years ago, and still today, I mean, that's what we're talking about as something that might be women's business would be something like childbirth. So obviously the women are going to gather around a woman who's given birth to provide that midwifery service. We can't explain all the men's business and the women's business, but it's about how we grow each other up. And, you know, there's times for togetherness as well, so our big corroboree. So it wasn't all that it's always separated. It's just at certain times that culture is separated. So I don't think it's too dissimilar to Australian society today. I mean, you still rock up to a barbecue and the men all gather on one side and the women all gather on the other side, you know?
Yeah. Well, yes, but this is where I'm really wondering about the difference. In Australian society today, women still face great inequality and unequal access to so many different things, including, you know, access to equality in the workplace and equality necessarily in society. And our discussion on this program last week about language that's used to either put women down or indeed create or sustain a culture of violence against women. Is it different in Aboriginal society when all you've spoken about in this interview so far is the fact that you honour each other?
That's correct. So I'm very grateful for my Aboriginal community where we can come together as male and female and honour one another. You know, you're absolutely right that in society today, and I'm a chartered accountant by profession, There's only 30 Indigenous degree qualified accountants in all of Australia. So,
wow.
You know, I've definitely faced different hurdles in the business world, and that glass ceiling is absolutely there, and we do need to focus more on women in major executive positions. Like, there's more CEOs or CFOs named Peter than female CEOs or CFOs in Australia. So, you know, we've got a long, long way to go. But that's where I'm just so grateful for my Aboriginal culture, you know, and especially placing that significance to our elders, our aunties and uncles.
Yes.
And as younger generation, I mean, I'm 38, so I'm not too young, but I still hold such respect for their wisdom, for their life story, and for what they can still teach us as younger generations.
See, this is, yes, exactly. This is one of the things that we absolutely need to learn from each other. So I start to wonder then, if we'd had a society for the last 200 years in non-Aboriginal society in Australia, if we had respected our female elders in the way that Aboriginal people were respecting them when white folk arrived, how different would Australia be today?
That's exactly right. And, you know, one of the things I've thought about this NAIDOC week, you know, I've done a lot of my own just personal interest and study about the history, and I go back to the journals of some of those first Europeans that came as my source document, not what we get told through the history books in our schools that were taught incorrectly and those sorts of things. I go back to the source journals. But, you know, one of the things that people might be familiar with is those terrible photos of Aboriginal elders. They implemented the European system where they put like a breastplate around their neck and called them king. And see, so when they were just picking out one man from an Aboriginal nation, that could have been a matriarchal nation. So he created utter devastation. Those Europeans created utter devastation to one of the world's, you know, we're the world's oldest living continuing culture, but one of the oldest civilizations. And, you know, we can't change the past, but we can learn from it and we can grow together. What does non-Aboriginal Australia have to learn from Aboriginal Australia today? And there's so much that we can learn from each other, but particularly from the world's oldest living continuing cultures.
Yes, I agree with you. Brooke Prentice is our guest on Open House. She's the spokesperson for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Justice for Common Grace. It's an organisation of Christians that we've spoken about and with on this program before, an organisation organisation that indeed is doing some great work in raising our awareness about these issues from a Christian perspective. And that is the perspective. You're also a pastor, of course, Brooke. As you've mentioned, you're a chartered accountant, but you're also a pastor. When you pastorally care for Aboriginal people today, how important is it to be able to navigate those two worlds that they're living in?
Oh, I think it's really important. You know, the number of, and when I talk about a Christian context, the number of churches and Christian organisations and trying to work with Aboriginal people. And with Aboriginal people, when you communicate, it's a direct language, but often non-Aboriginal people have this indirectness. So we can get our hopes and dreams built up that someone's coming alongside us to support us, but then, you know, they're thinking 10 years in the future, whereas we need support right now. And that's not support to go and do something for us. It's support to recognise the strength of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leadership, and particularly Christian leadership, and that we don't have the resources, but if you can help us by coming alongside us and supporting us in the work that we are doing, that's what we need. And, you know, that work, what it looks like, you know, as a volunteer pastor, is I'm helping people put food on their tables. I'm helping people navigate Centrelink. I'm helping people that have been evicted out of their homes because they haven't mowed their lawns. You know, these are just tragic circumstances when we think about Australia's place in the world, that we have to think about this. And, you know, we're still suffering the effects of stolen wages that happened right up until the 1970s, where Aboriginal people were not paid for a lifetime worth of work. So we've got a lot of things to understand about our history and how that history affects our present.
Wow. Well, in that context, then, I'd love for you to tell me about some of the Aboriginal women and the Aboriginal Christian women who've been so much a part of your own upbringing, your own, you know, mentors to you, and who you've been celebrating during this NAIDOC week.
Yeah, so obviously my mum, and my Aboriginality comes through my maternal line, so my mum back to my mum's mum, my nan, and they were hugely, and my mum is still hugely influential in my life. She's the one that taught me to dream of something bigger, and I call those impossible dreams, and I'm so thankful for, you know, the love and care she has given me, my whole life. And I think when the NAIDOC theme was announced, every Aboriginal woman really would have thought about, you know, their mum and their nan and their great-grandmother and their great-great-grandmother, remembering that, you know, we have over 2,000 generations of continuous connection to land and country and culture as being here for over 65,000 years. But then I really thought about there's so many amazing Aboriginal Christian women who have, in particular, had a huge impact on my life. Probably the biggest one is Auntie Jean Phillips, who's one of our great Aboriginal Christian leaders of all denominations, and one of our most senior. And it was her vision to start up an organisation that I'm the coordinator of called the Grass Tree Gathering, where she was sick of working with the churches not bringing us together as younger Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Christian leaders. So she just got on with it. And so she brought us all together in 2012. And then, you know, 6 years later, we're now a network of over 200 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Christian leaders from all across Australia and all different denominations. Mm. And that's a huge legacy that she's leaving for us. And, you know, she's a huge social justice warrior. She's always there for the community. And, you know, she's brought non-Aboriginal Christians on the journey. She's challenged them. But we need to be challenged, both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Christians, because Australia needs to be challenged.
Yes,
you know, we still haven't closed the gap. We've still got the highest rates of overrepresentation of Aboriginal people in the prison system.
Yes.
The highest rate of child suicide in the world. That's a disgrace for this nation.
Yes.
And we need to do something about that. And so she's continually I've known her for 6 years now, but invited people to come on the journey with us, walk alongside us, and what I call being in friendship with us.
We can find out more about these women who need to be honoured on the Common Grace website, can't we?
Yes, that's right. And you see their stories, their photos, and also we've been able to share some paintings that were painted at the Grass Tree Gathering by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Christian artists.
Well, Brooke, I'm glad that we've had this opportunity to speak to you during NAIDOC Week, but it won't be the last time. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, and just to all the amazing Aboriginal women and Aboriginal Christian women who've impacted my life, I just thank you, and it's because of you that I can.
Yes, indeed. Brooke Prentice, a Waka Waka woman, lives in Brisbane, or Ipswich, one of those two, and an Aboriginal Christian leader indeed, a pastor and the spokesperson for Aboriginal justice issues for Common Grace. We've told you about Common Grace before. This is a movement of Christians concerned about issues of justice in our community. And to see Brooke's interview with Auntie Jean, we had an extract of that earlier, then you can go to the Common Grace website. That's commongrace.org.au, and follow the links from the front there to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander justice area. You'll find interviews with Auntie Denise, Auntie Reverend Denise, Auntie Sharon, Auntie Jean, and Auntie Joanne, and lots more. Worth celebrating. And thank you to the Aboriginal Women of Australia for their wonderful contribution. Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir, that song, Stand By Me, Jesus.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.